Let's talk about when we first started working together, though. Okay? Because it's not all roses and, you know, walks on the beach here. So Adrian had a restaurant, a family restaurant, when I first... Well, actually, we met two times in our life, but the time that we actually got together to start dating in around... It was like 2014...
Yeah, about 6 years ago.
Yeah, so he had a restaurant that he was just starting up with his family, so...
So when Ren tells this version of the story, she likes to say we almost didn't end up together, which is probably the truth, because if you've ever worked with your family, you know that's one of the most stressful things ever, and I have a very alpha woman mother, and yeah, it was quite stressful. I mean, we were pulling 12-hour days and disagreeing on a lot of things, and Ren was like, what the hell?
Welcome to
The Beauty Boss Confidential.
My name is Ren, and I'm a beauty blogger, new mom, makeup artist, and owner of my own makeup academy in Atlanta, Georgia.
My name is Nalani, and I'm a cosmetic tattoo artist and instructor. I run a busy permanent makeup studio and academy in Atlanta as well, and also manage a small team.
We're two modern women
trying to juggle it all,
from building our empire
to being a wife
and navigating being a new mom,
all while making time for ourselves.
We're here to share with you the behind the scenes
of what it's really like to run a successful beauty business,
from marketing to business strategies
and trying to find that perfect work-life balance.
Let's dive right in. Hey guys, so it's Ren here with another episode of Beauty Boss Confidential. I have a very special guest. Do you want to introduce yourself, special guest?
I'm Ren's life partner, Adrian Thomas, the husband.
Yes, so Adrian is actually probably the hardest guest I've ever had to get on this show, because trying to film a 30-minute podcast with a toddler and two working parents is difficult. So thank you so much for sitting down with me, Adrian. This is going to be an interesting episode. So I wanted to do this with you. You're my second guest. Me and Nalani are trying to, you know, interview people who we think would be interesting and learn from. And I have learned so much from you. And I think that we have a really interesting dynamic in terms of being married, working together, supporting each other's dreams. Basically, what we're going to talk about today is what it's like to work with your partner, your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, how to balance your personal and professional lives. If you listen to one of our very first episodes, I actually interviewed Nalani and how her relationship was working with her husband, because they're literally business partners with her permanent makeup studio. Now, Adrian and I have an interesting past of working together. We've worked closely together. We've kind of consulted with each other, and we also have our separate things. So, Adrian, give us your background, because you have a very interesting professional background. starting with, like, what you just thought you were going to do, what you ended up doing, and what you're doing now.
Okay. So, from the time I was in sixth grade, maybe I wanted to be a pilot. So I pretty much gave up all football aspirations to go to the best aviation school in the world, at least the country, but probably the world, Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, to be a pilot. So short version is, went there, started flying, changed my mind. So I started with the flight program and ended up with a MBA from Embry-Riddle, because I found I like business better. When I graduated, the aviation market was kind of dry, so the job I got wasn't paying much. Then I got into IT because they paid me twice as much to train me to do something that I didn't know how to do. So, I made the switch from aviation to business and IT. And then, but I always had, from college, like the entrepreneurial itch. Like, I used to do parties in college and for my fraternity, and then, you know, that's pretty much how we made money, and I kind of got good at it. So did a lot of other things, ABA league, basketball teams, tax businesses, but I got into clubs and nightlife, and then I probably did that for 10 years, which is where I was, I think, when we met. We had one restaurant, and then I kind of recently, over the last 2 years, decided to refocus on IT, because got a family, got to keep the insurance going. So that's what I do now, is kind of project management for IT.
Yeah, I think Adrian's really simplifying it, because he was definitely, when I met him, he was like in it. Like, he has had many, many businesses, many restaurant, bars, nightclubs. And it's funny, because when I met him, I was in corporate, like, all the way, 9 to 5, still doing my beauty blogging, makeup artist business. But I was working in corporate, and he was fully entrepreneurial. Then we had a baby, and we kind of switched. Not necessarily because it was, like, that was what we decided to do. It was just, like, the circumstances. And then you found a great job opportunity. I got laid off. So I was like, okay, well, we're going to have this baby. I'm going to be home with a baby while running my makeup studio, which gave me flexibility to be home with the baby. And then Adrian got to go back to corporate, which he's been kind of wanting to do since I met him in some sort of capacity, while still doing entrepreneurial stuff. So he has his 9 to 5, so we have great benefits. But he's always had that itch, and he's super well connected, which has helped me in my business. So when we were rebuilding the makeup studio, you know, it was like a whole new location. We are really upping everything. Like, he was the guy who I went to for all of my referrals. Like, who do you use for electrician? What about an accountant? What about marketing? What about this, right? Mm-hmm. Because he's so connected, and I felt super, super fortunate to have a husband that would give me really sound business advice. And I think the thing that I love about our relationship is that he doesn't have an ego about it. He really supports my dreams, and he really wants me to succeed. It's not like a who's the breadwinner situation. It's more like, if you succeed, I succeed, and vice versa. So let's talk about when we first started working together, though. Okay? Because it's not all roses and, you know, walks on the beach here. So Adrian had a restaurant, a family restaurant, when I first... Well, actually, we met 2 times in our life, but the time that we actually got together to start dating in around, it was like 2014.
Yeah, about 6 years ago.
Yeah, so he had a restaurant that he was just starting up with his family, so...
So when Ren tells this version of the story, she likes to say we almost didn't end up together, which is probably the truth, because if you've ever worked with your family, you know that's one of the most stressful things ever. And I have a very alpha woman mother, and yeah, it was quite stressful. I mean, we were pulling 12-hour days and disagreeing on a lot of things, and Ren was like, what the hell, like, what is this, like, you know? And then the stress that came along with that, so she was having to, you know, kind of be there all day with it and then deal with it when we left, because, you know, you have the stresses of running the business while you're there, but the stress doesn't end. You still got to go home and think about marketing and accounting and what you're going to do, how to get business up, you know, staff issues, all the issues that come with running your own business. And yeah, I think it was a bit much. It was a lot for me, and that was my 5th time doing it. I think Ren, that was her first time ever being that close to someone who was under that much stress. So it was her, you know, it was a lot. And we definitely, if not for some sound, it's like, okay, let me take a step back. I apologize for yelling, or I apologize for being stressed out. We probably would not be on this phone call right now, because she was about to haul ass.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The restaurant industry is very, very stressful as it is. It sounds super sexy and cool. And Adrian and I have talked about this before, like owning your own business and being the boss. But what you don't realize is you have to make a lot of sacrifice. Like he was saying, I actually had my full-time corporate job, but I was 100% remote. So I would just like work from his restaurant as well as help out. But like when you have your own business, you have to do everything. Like we did everything from, you know, hiring people to washing the dishes.
Bartending.
I was a bartender. I don't even know how to make my own drink. I had a bartend at a wedding they had there. I was like, what the heck? So, like, it was so stressful. And then his mom, who I was just getting to know, was also, like, one of the bosses. I was entering in some inputs into the system. And she kind of, like, got, you know, alpha on me. And I was, like, shook, because I was like, whoa, what the heck? And I cried. I was like, this is my potential mother-in-law, and like she got really mad at me, and it was not really a personal, because I now know that's just her personality.
Yeah.
Now I know
she's intense. Yeah.
She's really intense, just like Adrian is actually very intense. I don't know if you knew that about us. So we had to shift our dynamics in terms of how we interact in a, you know, couple relationship too, in a business relationship. But what do you think we learned from that experience, Adrian?
I mean, I think we learned a lot. I think we learned how far to push each other, and I learned when I need to just back off. But because I come from an intense family, so it's nothing for us to yell, and it might just be perfectly fine because that's just how we communicate sometimes. But with you, it was different. So I had to learn that, yeah, I can speak to my family this way, and it's okay if we, you know, vet frustrations this way, but you're different. Your family dynamic is almost completely different. So it was a lot of adjusting, and, you know, you kind of had to be willing to pay attention and make those adjustments, or else, you know, it wouldn't have worked, because, I mean, it was coming from two different areas, and if you didn't find some middle ground, then you wouldn't succeed. But I think that's what it's taught us now, is find the middle ground. Like, even now, you know, that's kind of how we operate. We, you know, we don't push too far, too left, too right. You know, we just try to stay in the middle and you know, work things out.
Yeah, I feel like the communication style was something that we really had to, like, understand and compromise with, because Adrian is the type where he'll get upset about something and he'll need time to cool off, or else it's just not going to work. And then I'm the type who, as soon as something happens, I just want to talk about it immediately. And if we don't, I feel personally, like, offended.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, like, he would get really mad and really, really, like really mad. And I'm the type who just kind of, I'm a little bit more chill about it, but I'm just, like, incessant, like, no, this is what's wrong, what is this? So, like, he would, like, stalk off for a couple hours, and I would feel personally offended, like, that's so mean, like, I just wanted to talk to you, why are you giving me the cold shoulder? But then I realized, like, okay, his communication style is different, and this might be how you are. Like, maybe you just need time to calm down before you say anything you regret. You need time to process. Where me, I was like, I just want to get it over with because I don't like being angry. You know what I mean? And I had grown up with a lot of passive aggressive relationships in my life. So I learned as an adult, like, I just want to resolve things quickly and move on. But you can resolve things quickly, but not instantly still. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even to this day, it's definitely something that we work on. It's something that even with his family, I have to work on, because, like, it's not personal. It's just our communication style. And I do think, though, we've helped each other both grow in that aspect, because it's not right or wrong. But if we can just help each other be more successful.
And that helps with business, too, when dealing with different business partners, because every business partner doesn't always have the same communication style or methodology or approach to anything, marketing, staff. So it helps to be flexible in business so that, you know, you can, you know, it doesn't always have to be your way, because you're never going to operate by yourself. Even if you're the sole proprietor, you still have employees or managers, and you have to kind of learn how to deal with those different styles.
Oh, totally. Like, I know, like, Adrian has employed tons of people, from servers, bartenders, security. And, like, man, he has some drama. I feel like it's like one of those reality shows, you know?
Somebody actually thought about starting a reality show about it, because it's such a crazy dynamic. It's always some drama somewhere. Always. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how you handle those personalities. Like, people are literally crazy, especially in the service industry, where it's such a, like, quick, it's so quick to quit and fire and rehire, and people are just in and out. And
yeah, the turnover
is
really.
And I'm like, that is so unprofessional. I'm like, it's just a different kind of life, you know? And I think that now that he's in corporate and he's working with people in, like, that atmosphere, it really helped him, because people have been crazier.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, even in, it gets intense, like, obviously in the business world, but, like, man, you've been through it all. So it's,
yeah. I think, like, with corporate, even when you're upset, you still have to be PC, right? And you have to think through it more, versus where you're in the nightlife industry, you can kind of say what you want, and, you know, not that it's right. Yeah. But I definitely had to kind of redevelop my communication skills once I started focusing on corporate again, because it's a completely different lane.
And some of the audience, I think, definitely are working their 9-to-5 and have their side business, mm-hmm. or they're trying to transition out of it. But I have always said I appreciate my education, my work experience, because even though as, like, a makeup artist slash, you know, beauty academy owner, you didn't necessarily have to have that. It wasn't a prerequisite. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's made me a stronger business owner and team leader because I'm able to be professional about it. You know what yeah. I mean? And keep it together.
And I think we share that in common, the appreciation and respect for education. And I do think, like, even when it comes to contract negotiations or legal issues, having a good education has benefited me in almost every single business that I've ever had.
Yeah. So, you know, it's up to you to whether or not you think you have to go that route. But like, I just think any sort of education is always a plus.
Yeah, I feel like you either have to have a lot of street sense and be able to maneuver, but you still have to have the gear. So on the flip side, you can't have all book knowledge and no street savvy or no common sense either. So I would just say you need a balance of both, but I've never been put behind the eight ball because of my education.
Right, it's just, right. It's not a detriment.
Yeah, it never happens.
And I think that the willingness to learn in general, whether it's like traditional education or just whatever is mm-hmm. your field, because Adrian's always trying to like get certifications, and I'm over here like constantly like being on these like online courses just because I want to like get smarter and better, you know? So cool. As you can see, when me and Adrian kind of get started talking, like we're real fired up about it. Like, I love that we're both entrepreneurial, but also have that professional background because we understand each other's worlds.
Yeah.
I think sometimes like it's hard to understand being an entrepreneur if you've never been one before.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that can cause conflict. So being able to like do both has really helped our relationship because, you know, like I would say I don't have a high capacity for risk in terms of business. I think Adrian's a little bit more risk. He's less risk averse than I am. So it definitely takes, you know, being in it to understand what you have to do certain things.
Yeah. But I think the balance with us is that we both respect, again, the education. So like, I bounce a lot of ideas off of Ren because I appreciate and respect her knowledge base. And, you know, she might see some things that I didn't see, or, and she's challenged me before, well, what about this? What about that? And probably insecure guy would have been like, well, what do you mean? You don't know anything about this. But I respect her knowledge. And it's like, you know what? She's right. I didn't think about that. And then it's made me a stronger analyst for my businesses and ventures because I have to bounce it off of her because we're married and, you know, we talk about everything. And she sometimes asks the hard questions, but I feel like she's confident in that. And that's because she knows what she's talking about. And I respect it. So it works.
Yeah. And I think that I have had to work on not trying to criticize, you know what I mean? Like, that's something I had to work on because, you know, it's easy to hate on someone's ideas, but it's better to just give feedback without a tone. And I think that's what I noticed with people struggle with in relationships is when they're trying to give criticism, it's like it's coming from a negative place. So being able to both give constructive criticism and take it is something that's important for you to grow.
Well, and I think maybe even bigger than that is understanding how the person takes it because I might not think it's criticism, but if I word it a certain way, you might. And I think that's all a part of learning your partner's communication style so that you can approach them about things in a way that they can appreciate. So I feel like you've learned if I have an idea that Ren thinks is stupid, she's not going to be like, that's stupid. She's going to be like, well, what if, you know, she's going to figure out a way to address it so that it's not offensive and it causes me to think. And that way she's going to get the response she wants. It's going to cause me to think about it without causing us to be at each other's throats or you don't have my back. You don't support me. Like, I've never felt that, you know, she didn't support me, but I feel like she has gotten better at approaching things from a strategic standpoint, if you will.
Yeah. No, it's funny. 'Cause me and my aunt, his aunt, we talk about that all the time. Like, you know, you marry into this family, into the Thomas family, and you understand that it comes with certain, like, you know, understandings of how you navigate it to be successful. You know what I mean? And it sounds like ridiculous in that sense, but it's true. Like, if you want to have a successful marriage and a successful business, like, you have to be strategic about what you say and always honest. You know what I mean? But like, if you ever take couples therapy or premarital counseling, like we took, they always teach you to think about what you're saying and how it's going to come off to the other person.
Yeah. And that crosses business as well, because if you have vendors or partners that you notice, I think the most effective leaders are people who understand how to get what they need out of other people. And so it's not always about, you know, you saying it the way that you feel is right. It's about you saying it in a way that is going to get the effect that you want out of it. And that can be from employees to partners to vendors to, you know, it doesn't stop. I think to be an effective teammate or a leader, you that's a skill that, you know, anybody should have.
Yeah, I think like somewhat there's a technique, I forget what it is. But basically you give a positive first, and then you come with like the negative, so that way someone's kind of like ready to kind of hear. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I was listening, this is completely a tangent, but I was listening to the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith, and they were talking about mommy shaming. And you remember how when I first became a mom, I was real sensitive. Super sensitive about people telling me that I wasn't doing things right. And, you know, it can be the same with your business, because your business is like your baby, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, like, what there was a psychologist on, and she was a mom too, and she said, this is how you should say it, like, hey, I just want to check in and see how you're doing. Like, what's going on? What can I help you with something? Or do you want to talk about something? And then give advice. Versus, oh, you're struggling and it's because you're not doing this and that. You know, there's two ways to approach a situation. And I think that that's really helped us, because I've seen firsthand other couples not communicate like that. And I'm always like, ooh, I just know that wouldn't work with my relationship.
Yeah.
I tell that to Adrian all the time. I was like, ooh. I think that when I talk to Adrian, it's not because I'm trying to be submissive or I'm trying to be a pushover or that I don't want to voice my opinions. It's just that I know in order to effectively communicate, I just can't come at him and be like, hey, I don't like this and I don't like the way you're doing that.
Yeah, with the aggression. Because I fully admit that's one of my, I've had to work on that a lot, is when people meet with aggression, to not be aggressive back. That's just something that I've, you know, I still have to work with. And I think with us, it balances, because I, you know, I'm always the first to say, well, hey, Ren's a boss, you know, we can run it by her. And I think we balance each other out in that regard, you know, whether you call it respect or whatever, we just know how to best get, you know, our point across to each other. And it just helps versus, you know, like I try not to talk to you too aggressively. And I know you have to pay attention. you have to pay attention. I think it helps, you know, because I know we're talking about the couples and businesses. I much prefer to have Ren as a reference than have to have her in the stress with me every single day, because it didn't allow for an out. Because if she's working with me all day and she's stressing because she's getting yelled at by customers, and I'm stressing because I'm trying to achieve some business goal, and we go home, we're both stressing the same thing, you don't really have a release valve. Versus if I had a crazy night at the bar and this customer and these vendors, I can come home to vent to her and she can listen, and then it just, you know, nobody gets upset. I think it's, if I ever had to choose, I would say do it the way we did it, or we do it now, kind of separate business, unless you're in a business that's not that stressful. Nightlife and restaurants are extremely stressful. So if we were running an advertising firm or something else, then it might be a little bit different. But for the business that I was in,
that's a good point.
I
feel like we could probably work together fine in a less stressful atmosphere, because literally, y'all, it was cray cray.
Yeah. And that's because that business was a restaurant, and it was a new restaurant. So, you know, it was probably only like 3 months old when I met Ren. So we were still learning a lot, going through all types of staff issues, getting the menu together. And the restaurant just has so many moving parts. And that's why I vowed to never do it again. I think I only did it once after that. And now I promise I'm never going to do it
again. We're never having a kitchen.
I mean,
or at least we're not managing it. Like in the future, it would be somebody else managing it. But I feel like if you want to work with your spouse, like it's totally doable. You just have to learn from what we learned, and that is to communicate in each other to each other's styles, you know, and giving each other space to be respected, you know, and grow at the same time.
Yeah, so. I think you have to be better at communicating than the average couple if you're going to work together.
Yes,
and I think if you kind of have to set some boundaries that so you know, hey, when I'm really upset, I just need 5 minutes, and then I'll reengage in the conversation. But I think if you're going to work together, and not that you shouldn't, because you know, I think with Ren, like I'll tell anybody, I really respect her mind, and so her input is, you know, valuable to me. So working it with her is great, but I don't want to do it in a stressful situation.
Yeah, you know? We were like, we need to keep our love intact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we were new too then.
We were new.
Like, yeah. I feel like now it might be a little bit different, but that was like being put through the gates of hell dang there, because it was like we were new, super stressed, and you were still trying to learn me. Now you're having to deal with my loving mother.
Lord.
Who happens to be intense. And it was just a lot to do at all the same time.
I mean, I feel like we had a challenging relationship because we met, we immediately were thrown into this new restaurant. We were renovating a house. Mm-hmm. You know, and literally planning a marriage, a wedding, like all in the first year of knowing each other.
Yeah, yeah,
which is crazy. Yeah.
But I think because it was make or break with the restaurant, that helped, because learning how to communicate under that stressful environment made communicating outside of that a whole lot easier. And it's kind of like working out. It made you stronger.
That's true. I definitely think that we really could have faltered and like gone our separate ways, but because we made it through that experience together, like, man, we can really make it through anything.
Yeah, and I think it's just, it's the same thing in a regular marriage or a regular relationship, is that, yeah, you have to have communication etiquette, right? And you have to, you know, have these standards. But if you're going to work together in a stressful environment, you have to be better at it. You have to be more attentive and know what to do and what not to do and how far to push and what to respect more so than if you're just, you know, regular conventional couple who doesn't
work together. if you want to preserve the love.
Correct. You want to lie. Otherwise you'll destroy the business and the relationship, right? Probably.
Well, that's a good segue into the relationship part. So the second part I want to talk about is, do you find it, Adrian, and I already know the answer to this, because, you know, we're married, we have a toddler, you have your corporate as well as side businesses still, and I have my business and side businesses. So do you find it difficult to balance your personal life with your professional life?
I think it's hard to find the time, because if you're very motivated, like I am, very been that way for forever, always wanting to do more, and my brain never stops, it's hard to sometimes find the balance with time. And I think I constantly struggle with that.
Yeah, it's definitely something that sometimes we're really good about, and sometimes we still aren't. And it's just because life is so unpredictable, you know, like it's hard because Adrian has his 9-to-5 and then I work some nights and then he works some nights. So there are times where it's just kind of like a revolving door, and mm-hmm. someone always has to watch Bella. Right, mm-hmm. It's not like before when we didn't have a daughter, when we can just kind of like
come and go.
Yeah. So like, you know, what are some of the things that help you to kind of make sure to commit to you know, making sure we have time personally together?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just that I never wanted to be the dad who, you know, supplied my kids with all the financial things they wanted, but didn't nurture and didn't spend the time and didn't take the walks and all those things. So I try to keep that in front of my mind. Like the money is secondary if, you know, Bella's not happy or if we're not happy. And I think keeping that in the front of my mind is that, you know, the money is just a tool. There's couples that still divorce and have all the money in the world. So it's not all about the money that's going to make you happy. You have to make time to be happy, and you have to work at being happy. And I try to keep that in front of my mind so that, you know, no matter whether I'm a million up or a million down, I'm still happy and content with life in general, because eventually you're going to die and the money's going to go somewhere else anyway. So I try to remember that.
And like, when we first had Bella, he was working almost like 22 hours a day, literally. And I was really, really nervous about it, because I was like, oh my God, you know, luckily my mom was here and she was helping a lot. But I was like, am I going to be like a single mom in a sense, you know? But like, he made it work. Like, he spends time with Bella, and like, he's adjusted his work life And like, he's there for us, you know what I mean? Like, and if I had to call him, and I've done it before, like with an emergency, like he'll pick up and come home. Like, I remember one time Bella had a nosebleed in the middle of the night, and I called him at like 2 a.m. because I was freaked out, and he was like, he answered and I felt better, you know? So if you want to make it work, you'll make it work.
Yeah.
Even though life is crazy.
Yeah. And I think it's just important to keep that focus, because there's going to be times as an entrepreneur, I'm sure everybody has the stories where business wasn't doing good. And if your whole happiness is based on the money, then you're going to go up and down, versus if you base your happiness on the happiness, you know, with your family and the people around you, then when the times get hard, you'll have that to stabilize you.
Yeah, I think like we both think like we want to be comfortable. We want to give Bella, you know, whatever she needs, and we want to travel together, stuff like that. But we're not all about like only the dollar bills. Like, we want to make sure we have family time. And I think something that works for us is we always like our way of like spending time together is like, let's have a date night. Let's take Bella here. Like, we are like, at least we try to do something. I think the goal was to try to do something once a week. Obviously, COVID kind of messed things up, you know, but we really try to do date nights, and we try to ask family members to watch Bella, or we take Bella and like, you know, her play friends, or, you know, Adrian's other daughter, Ariana. We like really try to make family time a thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to, in my head, I try to think of a way on a weekly basis where we can do something. It doesn't always work, but it's always in my head. Like, I don't want to go like 4 months and we haven't had a date night.
That's and I think ridiculous. That's the place where a lot of things stop working, is when you stop trying.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think that you always have to meet the goal, but I think you always have to want it, and you have to want to try.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even like in my parents' relationship, like the thing that they love doing every time, like every year, is traveling. And I think we are like that. Like, we love to travel, but with COVID, it kind of messed it up because we can't travel as much. So we're doing different kind of things. Like, we did a cabin trip, you know, we're trying to maybe go on a little ski trip, like things that are within close driving proximity. But yeah, I think you have to try. Like, you can't like lose that desire and just be all about the business and whatnot. So my last question is, who do you think, if you had to compare your roles at office and in the home, who is the boss and is there a boss?
Definitely at home, Ren is the boss. When we worked together, obviously at the restaurant, I was the boss because it was my restaurant. But I think if we started another business together, depending on the business, you might be the boss. And I think for a guy, I'm okay with yielding or working with somebody that I respect. And it to me is not a knock to say, oh, my wife runs the house, because she does a good job of it. So I don't have to, if I ever wonder where anything in the house is, Ren knows. So I think it's just, you know, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with her being, you know, being a leader and doing things, because she does a damn good job at it. So I don't, you know, it's not like, well, if I don't do this, it doesn't get done right. No, if I forget to do something, Ren is on top of it, and I think it's more of a partnership than a dictatorship. But I think even when I say she's a boss, she's still gonna work with me on whatever we do, which is why I don't mind saying she's a boss.
I think I definitely, like, in this relationship had to learn to be more independent, and I've told you that multiple times before, because, you know, he's busy and like things have to get done around the house or whatever. But that's made me a better person, and I do think that even though he says I'm the boss, I definitely yield to him on many things, and I always ask his advice.
That's true.
You know, it's not like I'm just like, I'm going to do whatever I want. Like, I think out of respect, I always want to make sure you're good with it. And also because I think that you know a lot about things I don't know about. So, and like his family too. Like, I'm always asking, you know, other people, like his aunt, you know, or anyone who knows stuff, because it's like, we're a family. So we have to make it work.
And I think that helps that, you know, we don't have the big egos. If you have somebody that, like, although I might be super aggressive, I don't necessarily have a big ego when it comes to things like that, about opinions and who's the boss and who makes the decisions. Like, you know, if anybody asks me, half the time I'll tell them, hey, you got to ask Ren. Like, I don't know. And because I know that we're stressed in a lot of other ways, I want to make sure that she's good, because I tend to not care about most of the details. But sometimes Ren might be specific about where she wants to go or what she wants to do. And generally, I'm okay with that, because it's how we balance things out.
I mean, I think think you have to let things go in a certain sense. So when you have a kid, like you have to just ride it. Like there are certain things that I would love for the house to be clean all the time, but it's just not, you know, and I'm not.
Not unless we have a 24-hour housekeeper.
I think I've let things go that aren't super important. You have to like be like that. So what, as a last takeaway for anyone who has kids or who's trying to have kids, do you have any advice to them about how to handle balancing a kid with a business?
Yeah, I think you have to be flexible, right? You have to be flexible in it, and you kind of have to keep in front of you what is most important. So for me, myself, it's what I've said. Like, I will always value family time and my family dynamic and my family relationships over any amount of money, because that's just how I am. But if you're running a multi-million dollar business and you're, you know, you have to, you know, miss some events sometimes, and you got to kind of weigh it out. I personally never wanted to be the father who gave my kid the Maserati car but never went to the baseball games. That's just that was my personal thing. And if I'm giving you my personal advice, it's just to find balance, because at some point you're going to need your family when your business is stressing you out, whether it's good or bad. And you don't want your kid not to know you. You don't want your kid not to, you know. And I also try to, you know, like with Ariana and even my nieces and nephews, involve them in the business so that they can learn and so that they can see, oh, when dad can't be here, this is why, you know. And it helps me to navigate that when they can work a little bit, understand and gain some respect of A, the value of a dollar, and B, you know, what dad is doing when he's not around. And so that it's not that I'm just don't want to be there. Sometimes I have to do this to provide the things that you need, but I don't ever want to be in a situation where I'm never there or where they feel like that, you know?
Yeah. I think that everybody knows in the family that you work a lot. Like, everybody just knows that, but no one can say that you don't make time and you're not really committed to the family. Yeah. I think they all agree, like, no, Adrian doesn't want to do that. He wants us all to get together for the holidays and he wants us to do this and that. Like, you really make an effort. And I think even with kids, they see that you make an effort. Yeah. And then there are going to be some times where you can't always make it to an event, like you said, but you do make it to this event or vice versa. And like, if you can, like, try to have backups, like even at the Makeup Academy, like we made sure to train instructors. Like I have backups. So like, I didn't know that we were going to go visit his mother-in-law. But I had someone who could like fill in for me, and that, because I'm not super, like, I don't have to have super control over everything. Like, I think as a business owner, you have to be able to relinquish control. I was like, cool. The class was fine. I didn't have to, you know, shut that down. I was able to visit family and then come right back. You know, so.
And that's where you want to be, I think, ultimately, the situation where I had to learn this the hard way. In my first four or five businesses, you know, I was owner operator, and it wasn't really giving me a good balance of life because I always had to be there, versus when I started getting managers and getting people to help me out, I was able to have a little bit better balance.
That's where at some point you can't do it all and you have to have help, you know, and be able to let them do it, like let them do their thing. So, well, do you have any other last things? Any other tidbits?
No, I guess let's just see if any questions come from this. And, you know, I am an open book when it comes to this entrepreneurial thing. Like, Ren is kind of right. I didn't go into detail about a lot of things. I probably had five, six different types of businesses. Yeah. But I like talking about them. I like people not making the same mistakes I made and giving people a different perspective on, hey, you know, I coach people all the time on different ideas and, you know, different concepts and approaches and things. So I guess let's just see what questions come up.
Yeah, this could be like a little series, like Ask Ren and Adrian. And like I said, Adrian is super social. Like, he has a great network. So like, that's one thing that I love about him, because he and I will always joke, I am an introvert and he's an extrovert. You might not realize it when you meet me, but I definitely am. Like, once you get to know me, you'll know that I'm like, stranger danger. And Adrian will talk to anybody and everybody to the point where I'm just like,
accurate.
Right. So he has a lot of, he's really good at some storytelling. So I just want to thank you, Adrian, for being my guest today and making the time, even though it was really hard to get on your schedule. Mm-hmm. Like, we made it happen because he had to like do work stuff, and then like, Bella wasn't taking her nap, but he was like, okay, let's do it. Yeah. Even though it cost him going to the gym.
I'm going to the gym right after this.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, you know, I really appreciate you. And I know we don't always get time to just talk about us, but I think this was kind of like a little mini date night in a way.
Cool. Yeah.
Reconnecting. Yeah. And I appreciate you and I love you. And I'm thankful for everything that you've given me and my family. And, yeah, I think that it's a work in progress.
Always will be.
Yeah. And I think like, I like telling people like we have struggled and we do some things well and some things we're still working on, because it's like, people want to hear the truth. You know what I mean? They don't want to hear like, it's like, oh, we do this and this and this. We could tell that version.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I feel like that's, I feel like the truth is everybody's constantly changing. So your approach to things is constantly changing. You have to keep trying, and it never gets like, to a point where you just cannot care. If you care about it, you have to be constantly paying attention and monitoring. It's like a garden. You got to nurture, take the weeds out, grow it, add some water, give it some sunshine. And, you know, how you plant in the fall is not how you plant in the spring. So,
yeah,
you know.
Just like how COVID happened and ruined our, like, remember we were looking for things to do for date night. We're like, there's nothing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you just have to roll with the punches, like roll with having a toddler, maybe having another baby that will change things again. So, anywho, well, thank you again, and thanks for everyone for listening. If you like this episode, make sure to share it. Bella is literally just waking up and walking down the stairs by herself, like she knows she's not supposed to. So it ended right on time. But we appreciate you guys. Definitely follow me at Makeup by Renren, follow at BeautyBot, and check us out on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you can find it. So until next time, stay cute and confident. Hey guys, it's Ren again. I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I want to let you guys know, if you're really interested in becoming a great makeup artist and building your business, definitely check out my Industry Makeup Academy online course at www.onlineima.com. There's a whole section on entrepreneurship, of course, as well as technique and everything you need to be a great makeup artist. So definitely check it out, onlineima.com. Thanks for joining us on the Beauty Boss Confidential.
If you love this episode, go ahead and screen record your favorite part and tag us on Instagram. I'm Nalani at BeautyBot.
And I'm Ren at Makeup by Renren.
We would love to hear from you.
Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And please give us a 5-star rating and tell all your beauty bosses.
Thanks again for tuning in.
And we'll catch you next time.